This surprising, pleasing world is so full of truth, goodness, and beauty. Simply to step outside is to be drawn to the idea of a true, good, and beautiful creator. Sunlight stirring up the scent of pine trees, the fleeting pang of joy in being able to care for one we love. Creation is a gift, and in pausing to contemplate the gift, we sense the presence of the giver. Beauty pulls our heart straight toward God. Herein lies a problem. Beauty stirs up in us a remembrance of how things were once upon a time. A painful contrast to the way things are now. Beauty awakens a pain in our hearts. A pain that often we do not quite understand. We do not understand why the sight of beauty produces a tightness in our chest, a lump in our throat, a deep desire to turn aside and weep. We do not understand why the sight of beauty produces a deep discontent with the world all around. Sometimes this almost unbearable longing causes us to turn away, to shut ourselves off from this feeling we do not quite understand. Elizabeth Gouge writes, quote, "Beauty awakened such intolerable longing that people often shut their eyes to it, unaware that the longing was the greatest treasure that they had, their very lifeline, uniting the country of their lost innocence with the heavenly country for which their sails were set." End quote. This intolerable longing is our tether to what will be again someday. It is what keeps our whole selves aimed toward our telos, our ultimate goal, a vision of heaven and earth made new again. This longing is what brings us back again and again to this Jesus path toward restoration and renewal. This longing is what keeps our hearts awake to the very presence of the Creator, who will once again craft all things into a work of beauty. Even us. It will be a lasting beauty this time, unmarred by the ugly that currently plays a jarring counterpoint all through our world. Don't shut your eyes to the beauty of this world. Be still, rather, with the intolerable longing it awakens in you. Then pray for the return of the giver, who will make all things new.